This is Twit.
There was a guy at the show with his invention, which he calls Drop. His name is Ben Harris. He's the CEO of Drop. So it's a Bluetooth kitchen scale and recipe app.
I'm Ben Harris.
CEO. Hi, Ben.
Of Drop. So you can browse to our curated recipes. Let's go for a savory one today, our sausage, tomato, and spring onion scones, a favorite of ours. You see a great
Strangely,
photo
this is the same
making.
One he was doing see the demo of summary. At it's this a great event. So I hope he knows
so,
more than
make
one
sure
recipe.
It's a morning one. You then see a little visual summary on what you're about to make too. You can place your bowl on Drop. Drop automatically recognizes it, moves on to add the next ingredient. You can then start to add your flour.
Oh, wow.
Because Drop knows exactly
Isn't
how
Isn't this
much
neat?
Flour you, have
you
to
just
add.
Keep pouring in until
you move on to the next you're done. Automatically.
The bar is
you
up.
Start to add each one of the ingredients.
Oh,
right
that is cool.
That. In goes the yogurt, in goes the pork, then the tomatoes. Mix everything together.
Delicious.
That, I gotta say, that only looks like a serving for one. It said two on the thing.
So you said you've used a lot of cooking apps?
I have. So about at the start of this year, I started a diet that was no carbs and it's called a ketogenic diet. And so cooking was the easiest way to really stick to the diet and get the best food also. So yeah, I used a whole bunch of different apps, mostly on my iPad. But none of them, obviously the scale adds a dimension of information to the app that none of the others could have achieved. A lot of them have timers or instructions on how to prepare the food correctly. But the, and also whenever this, constantly it would happen that the recipe would call for some amount of something and I wouldn't have that. And I would have
yes.
to Google around and see, Either like, could I replace it with something? Or just like, you know, he showed off with the amount of flour, I would have some, but not all. And I would assume, well, I kind of, or I'd want to double the, or, you know, 1.5 times the serving. And this, oh, this, I depending on what's the price point? Because I am
okay,
kind of sold.
Let's play.
How much would you pay? Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think he's asking?
Okay. So I have to. I'm trying to put together all the pieces. It's the scale, and it's also the app, which has ingredients that were built for the app.
Exactly, and the scaling and everything for the app and.
I bet it's like $120.
Okay. Well, all right. So it's $99.
Okay.
And earlier today, when I checked, there's an early order button, and it's $80 with free shipping. So,
huh.
Yeah. I know that there are apps where you can say, I want to prepare this for 6 people.
Right.
But I like you said, I never saw an app, and I've had this happen where you're baking something, and it's 2 cups of flour, and you have like a cup and maybe 2/3.
Yeah.
And yeah. This is great where you don't even have to figure out how much it is. You just throw it into the bowl, and the bowl said, okay, for that much flour, this
yeah.
is what all the other ingredients
should
be.
Put in only 2 eggs instead of 3. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly,
and also that you don't have to go back to the computer to say what can I substitute this for because I don't have it. That's also built into the app, so it sounds very unique to me.
Yeah, I got to say, if the reason I went kind of I see in the chat room some people would say I'd pay $60, and $60 is what I'd want to pay. But if I paid $60,
right.
I would guarantee that the app would have a monthly cost to
oh, that's
like,
interesting.
As a
okay,
service.
Yes.
And so I assume that the app wouldn't have a monthly cost. That's why it went so high.
Okay.
So which is good. It also looks like the scale. I mean, just the scale. It's funny. They're talking about the whole service in general. A scale is kind of a really nice thing to have in the kitchen. And this one looks like it has a silicone cover, which you could peel
it
off
does.
And then throw
yeah.
into the washing machine. That is very tempting if I had more cash.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, $100 scale is kind of like, ugh, but you're getting everything around it as a service. So I think I'm going to wait until I see reviews on it.
And, I don't know.
We can tell that there's not just one recipe in the entire app.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You better like those breakfast
those scones.
Creations.
Because you're going to get those scones.